Week 1, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. In ancient times God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. O Lord, arise to help me. Psalm 34. O Lord, plead my cause against my foes, fight those who fight me, take up your buckler and shield, arise to help me. O Lord, you say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescued the weak from the strong, and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, arise to help me. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. Psalm 34 continued. When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me, and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery, and gnash their teeth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. Psalm 34 continued. O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly, amid the throng I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen, do not be silent, do not stand far off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice, all day long of your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My tongue shall speak of your justice, all day long. My son, keep my words, keep my commandments, and live. A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 43. By his command he sends the driving snow and speeds the lightning of his judgment. Therefore the storehouses are open, and the clouds fly forth like birds. In his majesty he amasses the clouds, and the hailstones are broken in pieces. At his appearing the mountains are shaken. At his will the south wind blows. The voice of his thunder rebukes the earth, so do the tempest from the north and the whirlwind. He scatters the snow like birds flying down, and its descent is like locusts or lightning. The eye marvels at the beauty of its whiteness, and the mind is amazed at its falling. He pours the hoarfrost upon the earth like salt, and when it freezes it becomes pointed thorns. The cold north wind blows, and ice freezes over the water. It rests upon every pool of water, and the water puts it on like a breastplate. He consumes the mountains and burns up the wilderness, and withers the tender grass like fire. A mist quickly heals all things. When the dew appears, it refreshes from the heat. By his counsel he stilled the great deep and planted islands on it. Those who sail the sea tell of its dangers, and we marvel at what we hear. For in it are strange and marvellous works, all kinds of living things and huge creatures of the sea. Because of him his messenger finds the way, and by his word all things hold together. Though we speak much, we cannot reach the end, and the sum of our words is, he is the all. Where shall we find strength to praise him? For he is greater than all his works. Terrible is the Lord, and very great, and marvellous is his power. When you praise the Lord, exalt him as much as you can, for he will surpass even that. When you exalt him, put forth all your strength, and do not grow weary, for you cannot praise him enough. Who has seen him, and can describe him? Or who can extol him, as he is? Many things than these lie hidden, for we have seen but few of his works. For the Lord has made all things, and to the godly he has granted wisdom. A responsory based on Ecclesiasticus 43. When we praise God, though we speak much, we cannot reach the end. The sum of our words is, he is the all. Where shall we find strength to praise him? For he is greater than all his works. The sum of our words is, he is the all. A reading from the Discourse of Saint Athanasius against the Gentiles. There is nothing existing or created which did not come into being and subsist in him and through him. As the theologian says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him nothing was made. Just as a musician, tuning his lyre, and skillfully combining the bass and the sharp notes, the middle and the others, produces a single melody, so the wisdom of God, holding the universe like a lyre, draws together the things in the air with those on earth, and those in heaven with those in the air, and combines the whole with the parts, linking them by his command and will, thus producing in beauty and harmony a single world and a single order within it, while the Word of God remains unmoved by the Father, but by his intrinsic being moves everything as seems good to the Father. Everything, according to its own nature, is given life and subsistence by him, and through him a wonderful and truly divine harmony is produced. In order that such a matter may be understood by an example, imagine what we have said applied to a large chorus. The chorus is composed of different men, children, women, old people, and youths. There is one leader, and when he conducts, each one sings according to his own nature and ability. The man as a man, the child as a child, the old man as an old man, and the youth as a youth. But they all produce a single harmony. Or take another example. Our soul moves at the same time our senses according to their various functions, so that they all act together when faced with a single object. The eye sees, the ears hear, the hand touches, the sense of smell smells, the sense of taste tastes. And often it also moves the other limbs of the body, so that the feet walk. Similarly it is with the world at large. If the parallel is feeble, yet one must understand it in a more comprehensive way. For by a single impulse of the will of God the Word, everything is put together in order, each acting in its appropriate way, and all produce a single common order. Responsory. Praise the God of heaven for all men to hear, and thank him for the mercy he has shown you. Worship him, sing his praise, tell of all his marvellous works, and thank him for the mercy he has shown you. Let us pray. In your love, Lord, answer our humble prayer. Give us the grace to see what we must do, and the strength to do it. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.